We're going to talk now, though, about the new owners of the Royal Valencia Hotel. Bobby Christian is Chief Executive Officer of Unique Boutique Hospitality. And they made a purchase of the Royal Valencia Hotel and have exciting plans for its future. But to find out why they decided on Kerry, on Valencia and the hotel itself, I spoke to both Bobby Christian, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Unique Boutique Hospitality, and Nancy Shoak, who is their Chief Hospitality Officer. And I first asked Bobby those questions. Why Ireland? Why Kerry? And why Valencia?
Yeah, no, well, first of all, thank you very much, Jerry. I'm Bobby Christian. I'm Chairman and CEO of Unique Boutique Hospitality, and we just appreciate you inviting us in. So now on with it. Why Valencia? And everyone seems to be asking that on both sides of the pond. So just the quick overview, Nancy and I, business colleagues for many years, work very well together in a technology company. And at the end of that run, I usually do three to six years. And at the end of that run, she just asked me, what are you doing next? And I said, don't know yet. I'm going to take some time off. And she said this, she asked me this fateful question, which is, would you ever consider investing in a hotel? And at that time, not being a hospitality person, more of a technology person, I said, I really don't know what I could bring to the table there. And she's like, well, you do 120 nights a year with Marriott, with Bonvoy. So I would say from a guest perspective, you really are an expert, you know? And yeah, it just got me thinking, you know? And so that would have been in April of 2024. And then we visited, we met in Dublin Airport for the first time in October of that same year. And we looked at about 20 properties. And the idea was just, hey, let's just pick a property and then let's invest in that. Let's buy that property. And that was kind of the vision at the time, is just to run a property in Ireland. And Nancy can tell you why Ireland. Strategically, it's a great place to do business if you're in the United States. Good business environment, good tax laws, and we kind of all speak the same language. Not really, but kind of. So then we looked at these 20 properties, and as we were doing that, Jerry, we actually started building a technology platform to help enable us to go through the due diligence process and to really score the properties. And that evolved quite a bit, which actually helped us to expand our vision. But quite frankly, every time we would run the algorithm, which is you know, uses artificial intelligence and learning language models, Valencia kept coming up to the top every single time for various reasons. But more importantly, when we visited in October, when we arrived during a Category 4 hurricane with all the red flags out. And when we walked into the property that evening at 10 p.m., pitch dark, rain going sideways, came in, we were soaking wet. We met with Dermot Kidd, who's one of the Kidd family. He's been running the place for a good over a decade now. And he met us there at 10 p.m. And we thought, okay, we were late because of the storm and everything. We figured we would just say hi to Dermot and we would head off to bed. Well, a few Guinnesses and a few hours later at 4 a.m., we decided to close it down that first night. We just really hit it off with Dermot. And we started talking to him about what the vision would be longer term. And it was very focused on community, very focused on, partnerships, local partnerships, and really investing in the people when we buy a property. And now the vision had expanded. So we made our way to Valencia because it was for sale, and it was one of the 20 properties that we looked at. But when we arrived, and even that night, before we headed off to bed, I said to Nancy, I said, there's no way. This place is so remote. I just can't imagine buying this place. But then I woke up the next morning, Jerry, and the sun was out, and I looked over the sea, and there was a rainbow dancing on top of the water. And I just felt something magical. And from that moment forward, I went back downstairs and said to Nancy, yeah, this is the property. And I don't know why, but this is the feeling that I've been drawn to this place like never anywhere before in my life. And so that became the beginning of the Valencia love affair.
That's
the property. Well, then the property and the history. Then I found out about the transatlantic cable. Then I found out about the quarry. Then I found out about the lighthouse. Then I found out about the tetrapods. And every time that we would go and visit, we would learn more about this very unique place, the Skelligs. And, so it just has been an ongoing love affair, quite frankly. And when we leave, I want to go back. And every time I come back, I feel like I'm coming back home again. So it became very apparent that we should buy this place. And we couldn't be happier that we've finally been able to get it done. So that's the short version, Jerry.
Amazing. Amazing. And Nancy, look, to answer that question, why Ireland and why Kerry? I suppose is that we know we're strong in tourism. What did it come about from your perspective?
Yeah, well, I guess I've done business in Ireland for many, many years. My background is kind of in large groups and events and meetings and conferences, and I've just always had an affinity for doing business in Ireland. It just the people are wonderful. They understand how to deliver an experience. So when we started looking, I had done quite a bit in Kerry itself, and then this just kind of popped up on the radar when we were looking at properties, and then a friend of mine who lives in Tralee had been to this place, and she said, "Oh, actually, you should consider, the Royal Valencia," which had just kind of, I think, gone up for sale. We had just seen it, and I was not familiar with it. We were scoping things out, and then it sort of popped up. And then, I asked her what she thought about it, and she just said, "There's just a feeling to it." So then, when we went and looked at it, you get it. Like, there's just something. It's a palpable kind of essence, I guess, and it's an amazing place. So yeah, it just made sense.
And it did it from that point of view, did it meet all your expectations when you walked in, that idea of the history, the 1833 when the inn was built on the site, and that, I suppose, idea you're stepping into a different world when you walk through the door.
Yes. I would say that. I would say immediately the first sense, because when you see something, you're looking at it online, let's say the first time, and you're never quite sure, how that's going to translate. And then, when you sort of enter through the doors, and then, you're just kind of stepping in there. It was pouring down rain, as Bobby said. The next day, as we're kind of walking in the property and seeing, the space for the first time in daylight, and then the tiles that we stepped over that were, rain covered or whatever, it turns out those are the original tiles. So they're almost 200 years old. So when you start thinking about the sense of history and all the people who have walked through those doors, yeah, then it becomes like really, really, just a magical place when you start thinking about the length of time that people have come to that particular building and that space and everything that's, transpired. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Amazing.
Legend has it, Jerry, that there are many ghosts still in the place. So we're still trying to track them down, but we've heard a lot of good stories.
Well, look, with that history in mind, that's 100% it. And it fits then, Bobby, into the unique boutique hospitality idea, doesn't it?
It does. When we first started thinking about them, where do we focus? It became very clear to us fast. As we were looking at properties, we would eliminate them. So the strategy is less than 100 rooms, very community driven, and it has to have some sort of magic or charm, something historic or something that has history that we can then honor that and be stewards of that history. So those are the criteria, and we're patient. And there's like in social media, there have been a lot of questions about money coming in from the U.S. and private equity in a lot of a region, a country, or a region. They have a model where they try to, make it uniform, and they try to do certain things. And ours is the opposite. Ours is to cherish everything that's ever happened in that building, and then just to make small investments over time to make the guest experience a bit better. Better Wi-Fi, a fire pit, a sauna, a coffee truck, better facilities, but do that in a way that if you come back, you would never even notice it because everything feels the same, and so that's a very different model. Private equity firms don't do that, but this is private money, not private equity. It is private equity, but it's individuals that are really looking to do something different in hospitality with these incredible places, and we're patient. The strategy isn't to go quick and to scale. It's to focus on the guest experience and the local community, and then figure it out from there. It's a bit different model.
And you used that word experience in tourism, which is a huge focus for the counties. The word has been when you're looking for value or you're looking for, depending on the expense of where you're coming in Ireland, can be seen as an expensive destination to some. But what you're coming for and what people are focusing on more and often is the experience. They want the memories. They want, and they don't, like you mentioned, that farmer model, that model still, you don't want to go to a place where every hotel is the same or it's the same hotel experience in every destination. Whereas the Valencia really is a completely opposed to that, is the opposite of it.
Complete opposite. And there's nobody better than Nancy to create an incredible curated experience for different groups, and so she can touch on what the plans are there. But one of the As business partners, one of the things that I really value about Nancy's skills is we have different things that are going on that have never really been done there in terms of corporate trips and curated events and women's retreats and this kind of thing. And what Nancy does exceptionally well, she does a lot of things well, but the one thing that she's great at is this curated experience for different groups, you know? And that's something we're excited about, because we have this thing that once you go to Valencia, then you know. Like, you got to go there and you've got to experience it. But once you go there, you're going to come back, because it is one of the most incredible places on this earth.
Yeah. Nancy, can you talk to me about that, the plans for the future and what your vision is, I suppose, for where things go from here?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think, as Bobby said, you know, we're not looking to change everything. What we're looking to do is to elevate the experience that people have when they get there. We want to make enhancements to the property. You know, sometimes it's just the smallest things that make the biggest difference. You know, we have plans for a number of small things where we have a signature scent. All of a sudden it's going to smell different, literally smell different. And we just want to do the right thing with excellence. So part of our strategy is to tell the story of what the hotel offers, what Valencia offers, what South Cary offers. And we want to just tell the story to the people that it's going to matter to, and to let people know it, you know, as Bobby says, it's not right there. Like, it's a hop, skip, and a jump to get there.
Well worth it, though, Jerry. Well worth the drive.
It is worth the journey. So part of our story is going to be, it's worth the journey, you know, to make your way there. I've talked to a number of people, you know, from 2 hours away. Have you ever been to Valencia? Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. It's just right down the road, you know, and they have not made their way there for whatever reason. So again, telling the story, I think, with some of our community partners that we've worked to, you know, get to know, Jer and Pat, who are selling the moorings, but from the moorings, we're working with them. Like, they are great storytellers just about what Port McGee has to offer. The guys at the whiskey place, Port McGee Whiskey, they are great storytellers. So we're just going to kind of collate all of these like-minded individuals to tell the story of what this incredible place has to offer.
Yeah. And Bobby, finally, are we pushing an open door still with the, let's say, the American audience, with the people that we want to come visit here, that Ireland can punch its weight in being a destination they want to explore for those reasons, speaking roughly the same language or location, what we offer, the experience, all of those things?
Yeah, I'll give you anecdotally, Jerry. I'll let you know how that's going. I have a fairly substantial following and connections on LinkedIn. Posted that we finally closed the Royal Valencia Hotel as our flagship property, and that was on Saturday. Deirdre, who works for the Irish Times, is their fashion editor for the Irish Times, did a piece, put it in the business section. We then parlayed that into just posting it on LinkedIn. Since Saturday, we're approaching 20,000 views of this announcement, and hundreds and hundreds of people reaching out to me on both sides of the pond. And literally you can go on in LinkedIn and anyone can see this, literally person after person, either direct messaging me or in that LinkedIn saying they can't wait to come visit. They can't wait to do a corporate trip. They can't wait to go and unplug at a place as brilliant as this, you know? So what I would say to you is, not only can Ireland as a country punch above its weight, I would say now, and when you think about the southern tip of the world and how unique this is, I have people lining up now from the States that want to come just experience what I've experienced over the last year and visiting it nine times. So you're going to see, I think, a substantial amount of and different profiles. You have corporates, you have bikers, you have hikers, you have swimmers, you have kite, you know, I mean, you name it. Like, we've got different customer or guest profiles that are all reaching out to me talking about biking versus hiking and, you know, all these different things coming from the States that will come to Cary because we've kind of made this bridge between the two countries. So so we're excited about the responses that we've been getting, Jerry. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, listen, look, it's a great story, and I want to wish you both the very best of luck with it. And thanks for giving us your time to tell me about your exciting plans on the show this morning.
We appreciate you having us, Jerry. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. And you're invited. We'd love to see you there.
Oh, yes. Yes. Nice.
The first pint is always on Nancy. So
that's
make
right.
sure you
Come
mention Nancy's name.
We'll do.
Brilliant.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate Take care. It.
Yeah, there you go. That's Bobby Christian and Nancy Shoak there of the Royal Valencia Hotel. New owners of the Royal Valencia Hotel, the unique boutique hospitality. And you can just see the amazing enthusiasm they have for the area and the history of it, the hotel itself. Good things to come there, and great to hear from them, and great to hear new investment going in to the area to keep it going and to develop it as well, without, you know, as Bobby said, radically changing what it has to offer, which is why people come there in the first place. Amazing stuff.